The Old Testament reading is Isaiah chapter 9, 1 through 4. But there will be no gloom for those who are in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he'll make glorious the way of the sea, the land, and beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, and those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them the light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as with people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders and the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. The word of the Lord. And now flipping over to 1 Corinthians 12 through 27. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, although many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we are all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less part of the body. And if the ear would say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God has arranged members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you," nor again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." On the contrary, the members of the body that seem weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think are less honorable, we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members, we are treated with greater respect. Whereas our more respectable members don't need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the lesser member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the member may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are a body of Christ and individually members of it. The word of the Lord.